A preseason number 10 ranking feels very far away for UNC football. The number 21 Tar Heels suffered their second loss in ACC play Saturday night as unranked Georgia Tech ran Carolina into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium turf in a 45-22 rout. It marks UNC's fifth loss in its last eight games away from Keenan Stadium after a season-opening loss in Blacksburg to Virginia Tech. After the game, head coach Mack Brown didn't hold back in his analysis of the performance.
I'm disappointed. I'm embarrassed by our play, by our coaching, by me. Hate it for our fans because the fans have been so good since I've been back. Sally's been back, and this is not who we want to be or who we are.
The game started well enough for Carolina as Sam Howell bounced off multiple Yellow Jacket defenders for a 23-yard touchdown run. But numerous mistakes in the ensuing game action prevented Carolina from building on its advantage. Two fumbles from Howell in the second quarter and a missed field goal from Grayson Atkins allowed the Yellow Jackets to turn their deficit into a 13-7 lead. Georgia Tech backup quarterback Jeff Sims ran in a touchdown from 11 yards out at the end of the second quarter. As in the Virginia game in Week 3, the second quarter proved disastrous for Carolina, as Georgia Tech outscored UNC 13-0 in the period. For the season, the Tar Heels have now been outscored 48-13 in the second quarter. Howell said he takes responsibility for Carolina's struggles.
All around, we just have stuff we can clean up. You know, just credit those guys. They play hard. They had a good plan for us. You know, we still should be able to move the ball better than we did. But, you know, there's just so many things that we can do better on the offensive side of the ball, and it starts with me.
Carolina couldn't cash in its first possession of the second half, turning the ball over on downs after getting stopped on 2nd-and-1, 3rd-and-1, and 4th-and-1. Sims and the Yellow Jackets turned the mistakes into points, with a 1-yard Sims touchdown run extending the Georgia Tech lead to 20-7. Howell and the offense couldn't get anything started when they got the ball back. The red-hot Yellow Jackets could, with running back Jahmyr Gibbs powering in for yet another touchdown. His score marked 27 unanswered points for Georgia Tech. A Howell touchdown pass to Kamari Morales finally got UNC off the mat, but the defense simply couldn't stop Sims and the Jackets. Multiple third-down conversions on their ensuing drives put away any thoughts of a Tar Heel rally. Before running the clock out in the fourth quarter, Georgia Tech scored on 5 straight drives in the second half, including 4 touchdowns. The Yellow Jackets finished with 261 rushing yards, compared to just 63 from the Tar Heels. Linebacker Jeremiah Gimmel said he and the defense simply weren't prepared for Sims to be so involved in the offense.
We thought Yates was going to be the guy throughout the game, so we really didn't game plan too much for both quarterbacks. We had some stuff for him, but we didn't think he was going to play the whole second half in the second half of the ball game.
Yet another Howell fumble late in the fourth quarter truly slammed the door on the game and, in all likelihood, UNC's hopes of a Coastal Division championship. The loss sends them to 1-2 in conference play and 2-2 overall. Fortunately for UNC fans, Howell and the Tar Heels won't have to worry about their road woes for the next few weeks, as Carolina plays 3 consecutive games at home in October, starting with Duke at noon on Saturday, October 2nd. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.